There really hasn't been much movement in the price of wheat this year, Kim, this calendar year. How does that compare to a year ago at this time?
Well, let's go all the way back to September of 2018. Wheat prices were around $5.08. They had peaked at $5.75 in early June, and then they went down. You come into the February time period, wheat prices, the cash wheat price was $4 with a 64 cent under basis or minus 64 basis. You could forward contract wheat for harvest delivery at $4.25 or 70 cent under basis. You look at right now, our wheat prices are around $4.85. You can forward contract $4.80. You got that basis last February, minus 64, now it's a minus 14 cents. Our forward contract basis now 35 cents under. Last year it was 70 cents under. So we're about 70 cents higher prices.
That's 70 cents. What went in to make that market do that?
Well, if you look at what's going on in the market this time last year, we had an excess of wheat. Now, we have an excess of wheat right now, but last year's wheat was very poor milling quality, low protein, hard to find test weight. The market needed that 18 crop when we got into harvest, and when we got there, we had good test weight, better than a 60-pound test weight. We had over 12.5% protein on the average. It was a good wheat. The market needed it, and it drove that price up to $5.75 for a few days, and then back down to that $5 range. So they needed that quality wheat. That's why the prices are higher.
Will we see that 70-cent bump between now and harvest, do you think?
Well, it's going to depend on a lot of things, and a big part of that is exports. Right now, we have adequate supply of milling quality wheat. Now, they're predicting that we're going to use more wheat this year than we produced last year, and if that's the case, then we'll be short of protein. They'll need that protein, and they'll bid that price up. And if we harvest a better than 12.5% protein wheat with better than 60-pound test weight with good exports this spring, we could see that 70-cent price increase.
Now, there's a lot of ifs in there. Say we don't make those ifs. Say we don't have that protein that they need. Will we see any movement in the price?
Well, I think we'll still see prices about the current levels because the market's going to need this wheat that we're harvesting, even though it may not be the protein and the test weight that they want. However, that will go away quickly. And if we don't have protein and test weight, let's say our protein's below 12% on average, our test weight's around 58. 59, something like that, we could lose that 70 cents.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson. Like the hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.